Monday night, or Liyud Aleph Cheshvan, Tov Shinai and Dalet. So I want to put in a plug for Rabbi Ari Yankin's new book, Sefer.
Really?
Just came out, hot off the press. Don't touch it, you might get burnt. Daz V'Din. You know Ari Yankin, everybody knows, a good friend of the shul, everybody knows him. So, okay, you should get to know him, he's a good guy. Anyway, this is his sixth Sefer, and it's fascinating. You're laughing at me because I don't have six for him. That's not nice. Anyway, it's a compendium of interesting things and Maram Akoimus and Shilas. So I decided to covode the new Sefer. I opened it up. So when you bench, you must sit. That's a basic din. That's a halacha. Even if you ended up eating while you were walking or standing, but there's a din to sit when you're benching, b'chamazim we're talking about. There are many comparisons. It's almost like the sitting man's Shmona Esrei. There's a lot of ways in which it's similar to Shmona Esrei, except you dafka have to sit. There's reasons given. It's you're more focused, you're more mechavein. So you have to sit. Ala michya, it's not so clear. Not so clear, because the benching is the araisa, and benching is the only one that it says a beferish, but the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam mashma that for alamichya you have to sit also, and there's also, of course, a tzad that alamichya is the araisa as well, it's a tzad, so it's certainly one should sit for alamichya. That's maybe not done so often. People like maybe make alamichya on the run, and you definitely should sit for alamichya. Or in a farshos, you almost certainly don't have to sit for, but it's recommended because I'm sure everybody here wants to have kavana when they make a bracha, so you should sit. There's some shittas that for every biggest hashavach or hodo of that ilk, you should dafka sit, and therefore for burna farshos, you should also sit. But apparently, there's no real makor to say there's any obligation to. Okay, now we're going to Chavis Halvavis. And I want to clarify something that was said yesterday, even though I don't know who was here yesterday. It's not exact, yeah. So, Chavis Halvavis is pretty clear in many places in the Sefer that the ideal is to work. I don't know. The ideal is to work. Someone in my Shmaitzer Shir asked me, he doesn't look at B'zeyas HaPecha Toch HaLechem as the source that a person should work and be self-sufficient. In other words, even in Makor, Chavis Halvavis brings down the pasuk by Yenecheu Began Eden La'avda Ulashamra, which is before the klala of Zeyas Apecha Toch Alechem. Now that's how a person was created, to produce his needs, whether it's a farmer producing food, or a roe behema producing meat, or someone earning money and buying the things that he needs. And really it's pashut like that. What the Chavis Halvavis yesterday, he's talking about precious, and he's saying you have to make sure, he's talking about Yodayim. He went through Einayim and Lashon and talking and seeing and hearing. So Yodayim, he says the Parush will not be supported by others. He says it will be self-sufficient. That's what true precious would entail. And why should you give away your schusim to someone else, even if you're devoted to avodas Hashem? Why would you give away your schusim to someone else and let someone else take care of you? You should be self-sufficient, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So some people ask me about it exactly. You have to understand like this. Chavis Halvavis in the Sefer is talking ideally a lot of things. When he talks about bitachon and he talks about avos Hashem and he talks about a lot of things, he's talking ideally. There's always circumstances that call for other circumstances. So he's talking the way things are supposed to be. In the ideal world, you don't take from someone else. You certainly don't steal. You don't take staka. You don't make shtick. And you don't let others support you. You're supposed to be self-sufficient. And that's the ideal. What happens if a person has a Yerusha and he has $1 million Yerusha? So should he dafka go to work? Okay, that's not a usual circumstance. And then that's a question. What should he do now? He is self-sufficient. He has tons of money. Or if the Gedolim saw in a certain tkufa that it would be necessary to tell the woman to go to work, someone has to work. There's very few situations where people are supported by Kolel. Kolel maybe pays for disposable diapers, maybe. But usually it's the wife that works. So this whole slander about people that don't work is b'chal not even true, because it's just the wife that works instead of the husband, that's all. And that's by mutual consent, assumedly. So someone's working. But again, that's certainly not the way it's supposed to be. The man's supposed to work, take out your ksubah. Well, you don't have your ksubah. Tell your wife to take out her ksubah and to see it. So certainly, again, that's the ideal. That's the way it's supposed to be. The circumstance. Now, Yisachar Zvulun. So, what? Someone asked me about Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun is also not an ideal situation for the individual. If a person is choshka nafsho b'tora and he can't hack it, he can't, but it's really choshka nafsho b'tora. So there's a model of Yisachar Zvulun that he could follow. But again, that's not the norm. That's the exception. That's not the rule. Certainly a person should try to be self-sufficient, and then that would be more the ideal, at least according to the Chayvus Halvavus. I mean, the Yisachar Zvulun is like a tzibur. I'm sure Yisachar people worked, and Zvulun people learned. It wasn't the way we think of it, the shtar, you know, the Yisachar Zvulun. And again, that's unusual. That's not the norm. That's the exception, not the rule. What?
Shemus and Shifteka, the Eretz Yisrael, that is the optimum, ultimate norm for the Jewish people.
Shifteka.
What does that do to anything?
Nothing.
I have no problem. I'm sure people from Yisachar went to work, and I'm sure people from Zvulun sat and learned and were kaveyitim the Torah, right? That's right. And they fed them, it says even. It fed them. Right. Oh, very good. Okay. Anyway, on an individual level, that's not the ideal. It's an unusual circumstance that a person feels compelled to do it for whatever reason. Choshka nafsho b'tora, or he feels he has unusual talents. So you make a Yisachar Zvulun deal. Or the wife goes to work. Or our Gedolim saw even a certain tekufa that it was necessary for people to be less self-sufficient in order to put ourselves back together after the Holocaust. But the Chayvus Halvavus is saying, you want to say it's dafka to Chayvus Halvavus? Fine. But we're learning Chayvus Halvavus. He's saying the way a person's supposed to be. I'm saying I'm learning Chayvus Halvavus. I want to be a Porush. So he's saying, be self-sufficient, and I'm not afraid to say, and you can quote me, every yeshiva or father has an achrayus to make sure his children have the ability to earn a living. You don't like it? You don't like it? Fire me. And he could hope that his son will become a Klei Kodesh and earn a living that way. I earn a living, Baruch Hashem. Hashem was very kind to me, and I earn a living learning. And a lot of my sons, so far, they earn a living being Rabbeim and Bechulu. That's fine. But that has to be in the game plan, at least according to the Chayvus Halvavus. You can't attack me, okay? I'm following the Chayvus Halvavus. And Rabbi Victor Miller, Zatzal, if anybody ever listens to his tapes, and he says it also with Ne'am Ve'eda, he's not embarrassed. He says everybody has an achrayus. It's like the father has to teach his son how to swim. He has to teach him umnus. He has to have some game plan. How can he be self-sufficient? Now, if the game plan is, the game plan can't be to marry a rich schwer. listen to me, I've been around the block, I'm an old man already. The people with the rich shveris go to work much quicker than the people without the rich shveris. That's Badak and Manusa. I can tell you from those are the facts on the ground. The rich shveris, you end up leaving where you are. If you say, my game plan is, I'll marry a woman that she'll work, you can do that. You know, that's a mahalach, it's not ideal, but that's at least someone's working, and the family is self-sufficient. So that I don't think that's a stira to the Chayvus Halvavos. It's not a stira, it's not the way things are supposed to be, according to the Ksuba, but at least it's not, you're not taking stokka, and you're not putting yourselves on a cherim, which the Chayvus Halvavos looks down on very much. And he says, so I'm saying, if you want the family unit, the self-sufficient, because the wife's working, that's totally legitimate. I mean, it's not the way it's supposed to be, but at least it's legitimate. You're not going off course from what the Chayvus Halvavos sees as precious and the way you're supposed to be.